Welcome to episode 214 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. Jesus is teaching and ministering to a crowd of people, and he's apparently making a good impression. We know this because we read in Luke 11, verse 27, "As he said these things, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts at which you nursed.'" High praise indeed for Jesus' mother, Mary. And how does Jesus respond? Verse 28. "But he said, 'Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it.'" At various times in the gospel, Jesus says, as he says in Luke 8, verse 8, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Usually this statement follows a teaching point. But Jesus is calling us to not just listen with Spirit-led understanding to his word. He wants us to pray that the Spirit will empower us to keep the word. Check out our website for a recommended list of 300 verses to memorize. That list includes 5 passages from the book of Luke. Luke 2, verses 10 to 11. "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.' The angels appear to shepherds who are watching their flocks at night. And what they say to the shepherds is this: a Savior has been born. And a Savior is what those shepherds needed 2,000 years ago, just as a Savior is what we need today." Luke 9, verse 23. "Then he said to them all, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.'" This is a discipleship formula. Deny self, accept the trials and tribulations, recommit daily, and then be both hearers and doers of the word. Luke 16, verse 10. "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much." In these words of Jesus, money is considered to be one of the least things. Therefore, if a person cannot be faithful in managing the things that are least, they should not be trusted to be faithful in handling the things that are much. Luke 16, verse 13. "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Having two masters is not like working two jobs. Jesus has the master and slave relationship in mind. A slave cannot belong to two masters at the same time. How can we tell who or what we serve? One way is by this principle: you will sacrifice for your God. If you will sacrifice for the sake of money, but will not sacrifice for the sake of Christ, don't deceive yourself. Money is your God. Luke 19, verse 10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is Jesus' mission statement. Here are 13 more passages that did not make the list on our website that gives you a total of 18 for the book. Luke 1, verses 30 to 31. "And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" How can we so live that we too find favor with God? Luke 1, verse 41. "And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." Are there any lessons in this text about how we ought to begin the training of our children while they are yet in the womb? Luke 2, verse 52. "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." This ought to be the goal for each of our children. Luke 3, verse 16. "John answered them all, 'I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. We are promised an immersion, an overflowing of the Holy Spirit in our lives, if we request it. Have you made that request? Luke 4, verses 18 to 19 and verse 21. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. This is a blueprint for what churches ought to be doing as their witness to the world. Luke 10, verse 2. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Are you willing to be a laborer? Luke 10, verse 19. "Behold, I have given you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you." That power is also available to us. Luke 10, verses 41 to 42. "But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Have you chosen the good portion? Luke 11, verse 9. "And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. We have not because we ask not. We find not because we seek not. Doors remain closed because we have not knocked." Luke 18, verses 31 to 32. "Jesus took the 12 aside and told them, 'We are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written by the prophets about the Son of Man will be fulfilled. He will be handed over to the Gentiles. They will mock him, insult him, spit on him, flog him, and kill him. On the third day, he will rise again.'" Jesus tries to point out to the disciples that the prophets of old had predicted the events that lead to Calvary and the resurrection. But still, they do not get it. Luke 22, verse 31. "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat." Satan wants to completely crush and defeat Peter. This is just some insight into the spiritual battles behind the scenes in which we could very well be implicated. Luke 23, verses 33 to 34. "When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, 'Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.'" Jesus' mercy and grace is an example for us today. Luke 24, verses 1 to 3. "On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus." The empty tomb is our hope today. There we have it. 18 passages from the book of Luke. But besides these verses that we have highlighted, consider reading more as a part of your personal study. Father, thank you for the gift of your word. May it fill our hearts today and transform us so that we will be obedient to your will. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.